Older neighborhoods on Oahu are feeling the pressure of more cars parked on the street. It's a problem on narrow, substandard streets, so it's no wonder there's pushback with monster homes and vacation rentals when cars can barely squeeze through. That's the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Reporter Marcel Henre joins us. Morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
So tell us, what are you experiencing there in Kaimuki?
Yeah, you know, this is something that affects Kaimuki, but I'm sure a lot of listeners right now are saying, hey, I know streets in my neighborhood. It's something that affects streets all over Oahu, and it's just these older, narrower streets, particularly with street parking, where it can just be such a grind to navigate and get through the neighborhood.
I know in some areas, too, there is a dispute over who owns the roads, and as a consequence, you've got no sidewalks in some cases, but even when you do have sidewalks, there's really not enough room to maneuver when the streets are so narrow.
Yeah, a big issue is the street parking, where you have no sidewalks in some of those neighborhoods. You'll see cars are able to kind of park up on the properties and off to the side. On some of these other public roads in the older neighborhoods, that the houses were constructed with one car garages or just parking that was severely limited, so that street parking is really valuable, and it just kind of creates this dilemma of what to do with the narrow spaces.
And I thought it was interesting in your story that you talked about how there's some discussion about do you make it a one-way street in order to keep the traffic through those areas.
Yeah, and it turns out there is a process that the city will look at. It really has to be, in most cases, a grassroots-led effort. The residents have to come to the city and say, look, we're fed up with this, and we'd like to look for a change. But the city has to look at different issues and whether that's feasible. They have to look at whether there are if somebody on one street is frustrated and wants to turn it into a one-way, you need to have at least another street that can complement it with one-way direction going in the opposite direction. There are other issues like trash collection, where we have these trash collecting trucks, right, that have these lifts, these mechanical lifts, but they're only facing in one way, so you have to be able to provide for manual trash collection where the workers can, traditionally where they would be off hanging off the back of the truck and depositing the trash that way. So there are all these other issues that you have to take into consideration before you just pull the trigger and make a street one way.
Right. I mean, it's risky business. I know I've covered stories in Nuuanu where not even the ambulance could get through. And I think in that case, the EMS folks recommended to the city that they actually ban parking on one side of the street just so they could get through. I think it was even hard for the mail carrier. So health and safety is a big deal.
It's a factor. I checked in with Honolulu Fire on this. They're fairly confident that they can access all the areas that they need to get to with at least some or most of their equipment. One spokesperson that I talked to with HFD talked about their veteran firefighters who know a lot of the tricks of the trade. They know where the different utility poles are hanging down into the roadway, or there's a tree that makes it tough. So they actually rely on a lot of their institutional knowledge to get around town.
All right. Well, don't get hit out there. Be careful.
You too. Thanks, Catherine.
All right. And that was Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henre with today's reality check.